This is topic 8. Talk about the competition factors that are distinctive of champion athletes. Competitive situations usually differ between sports. However, champions have a number of factors that distinguish them irrespective of the setting in which they compete. The first feature is initiate the contest properly. Champions place a great emphasis on the way a contest starts. How that is done is critical, for it sets the atmosphere for the competitive effort. The initial performance standard of a contest is often used as the criterion to judge the remainder of the competition. For example, a runner who starts out slower than intended often has difficulty in increasing speed to a level that could be termed normal and desirable. A team that plays badly in the first period of a contest allows opponents to get a commanding lead. Champions reduce the possibility of a poor initiation and its potential for complicating the contest by focusing on a good start. What this means for an athlete is, you should strive to start a contest correctly. It's advisable to focus on the technical, that is the task-relevant thinking, and psychological, that is using positive self-statements, aspects of the start, since fatigue will not be a factor. This can be facilitated by appropriate planning and practice. The second factor is be prepared to take a lead or dominate early, no matter what the cost. This characteristic needs some qualification, because if it was taken literally by every athlete, there would be many stories of poor competitive performances. The best athletes in the world usually have physical characteristics which are superior to those of lesser performers. This is not so important for sports where skill and strategy are the very dominant determinants of success, such as target sports and some field games. However, in any sport where physical size or physical capacity govern the level of performance, champions usually have the best physical capacities. For athletes who are not blessed with a champion's superior engine, there is only one alternative that can increase the possibility of making up the physical discrepancy. That is to perform each contest as precisely and efficiently as possible. That can be achieved by initiating contests according to the appropriate self-set goals, which will establish an appreciation that the competitive performance will be a great one because of the standard of the start. All athletes have a responsibility to commence competitive efforts with a level of performance efficiency and strategy execution that sets the standard by which the remainder of the contest is judged. Competition strategies are more likely to be fulfilled if the early segments are executed exactly. Thus, the quality of strategy execution is to be stressed intently in the start and transition segments of a performance. If that produces a lead in a contest, as is desired by champions, then well and good. To not attain the lead does not mean that an athlete will be a loser because other athletes may have erred in the implementation of their competition plan and can be caught later on. The implication for an athlete is be prepared to focus on performing very well in the early stages of a contest. The performance standard that you exhibit will set the tone for the performance quality that will ensue. The best way to achieve a great start is to execute a detailed practice competitive strategy that focuses on your controlling everything you do in the manner you have planned. At that time in a competition, you should not be concerned with the performance outcome of others, for there is not much you can do about them. In events where you have contact with opponents, you still have to perform your best. If you tackle, guard, or fight to a very high self-satisfying standard, then there's nothing more you can ask of yourself. Your intention should always be to do your best and not let any other factor or individual interfere with that aim. The third factor is do not save yourself to make a good finishing effort. In general, champions attempt to make their competitive performances consistently high in quality throughout. They do not hold back anything so they can put in an obvious good finishing effort, a phenomenon often known as grandstanding. Lesser performers are often seen to produce finishing bursts that improve on the quality of the previous portion of their performance. One often hears of descriptions such as too little too late, left the best effort to the end, and saved too much for the finish. There is no real benefit from saving performance potential during a contest in this manner to surge or escalate the performance standard at the end. Athletes who usually produce a finishing burst will normally express some dissatisfaction with their performance. Often they're heard to say, "I know I could have done better." That disappointing appraisal of the total performance results from competing with one's brakes on, so that an obvious elevation in standard is displayed as the contest concludes. Unfortunately, competitive performances are evaluated in their entirety, not just the finishing portion. It is in every athlete's best interest to spread performance capacity expenditures evenly throughout a contest so that every portion of the event is the best and most appropriate that can be produced. This is the implication for an athlete. You will only achieve your best result if the total performance is the best that you can produce. It is foolish to save something for an increased finishing effort. If you do save, you will always finish the event knowing you could have done better, a very unsatisfactory outcome. The competition strategy should be designed to perform to your best capability consistently throughout the competition. If you perfectly execute a well-developed strategy, a satisfying and good performance will always result. This completes part 1 of topic 8.